Look at you, Mary, doing a very nice job filling in, of course, for Michaela, who's no longer with us, Miss Madison, on to greener pastures.
Yeah.
Literally pastures up there in Ashland, Ohio.
Yes.
So. But anyway, hey, Big Z Sports, Big Bracket Challenge, it's underway. Countless, and I mean countless individuals have texted that keyword bracket to us this morning. And they've received the password and the link in return to sign up for the Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge, all brought to you by Weaver Appliance.
Because it's exclusive.
It is. It makes it feel a little exclusive, doesn't it?
It does,
You need that special password and everything.
Yeah.
So there you go. Don't give the password out on air, Mary, whatever you do.
It's
for texters only.
I haven't text bracket yet.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I haven't texted
bracket
yet. I need the password.
It'll pop up once you text the word bracket, though.
Bracket.
That's what I'm saying.
What do I need to text again?
Mary.
Bracket. To where?
The Weaver Appliance text line. Why are you making
What's this hard on me
right now? Why are you making this difficult? By the way, folks out there, $500 to Weaver Appliance is what's up for grabs. Make sure you get to filling out those brackets. It's that time of year.
Yes.
Runner-up gets tickets to Midvale Speedway, too, opening night, and $25 to Walnut Creek. But if you can't go to opening night, we'll arrange something for you.
Yeah, we'll take it into consideration. Yeah.
We will. We'll hook them up, Mary. Don't be so difficult over there. Hey, there's video out there circulating around of this woman in Columbus at a bar who apparently stole some... a donation box of a few hundred bucks in there. The donations were for those two officers who were killed. What was it? Westerville?
Yeah.
Ohio?
Yeah.
Just there around the Columbus area.
Who does that?
I don't know. This woman on Saturday, it was at Average Joe's Pub and Grill in Columbus.
Goodness.
Cameras caught her. She walked right up, took the money. Like I said, a few hundred bucks in there.
Yeah.
But still... I'm sure she knew what the money was for.
Right,
I'm sure it was displayed there for everybody to donate, so everybody knew what they were donating for.
Jeez. She better have been drunk or something.
There's no excuse, Mary. There's no excuse. Oh,
I was trying to help her a little bit, but...
I thought it was my purse. I grabbed it. I didn't know. She probably sounded like Tiger Woods. Thought it was my purse. This is a donation box. I'm sorry. Two fallen officers. My bad. Hey, you're a cat person, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'll start with the cats.
With
the cat story then for you. Although cats make you, they make you work too much for their attention. That's why I'm more of a dog person. But hey, this out of Pennsylvania, McKeesport, PA. Fire officials say a cat is credited with saving the lives of its owners. Broke out at some home there in McKeesport near Pittsburgh in the attic of this home. The cat apparently was on the prowl and made sure to wake up the individuals, just a couple staying in that apartment. Pouncing on the cat. Get out of here, kitty. What are you doing?
Get out. Shoo.
And the cat woke him up, and they obviously smelt the smoke, saw the fire, were able to get out just in time. The cat and everybody... they were safe.
They were safe.
No smoke inhalation for Kitty or anything else. The story, though, no smoke alarm in that home.
Oh.
So they had to rely on a little
smoke
cat
alarms.
To wake them up.
Daylight savings, change your batteries.
Now, you know what? Very good call, Mary.
Thank you.
Us losing that hour of sleep.
Yeah.
Go through, make sure all your batteries are good to go and everything else. Hey, now, for you who are... dog individuals, like yours truly, forget about those cats. We all know dogs are just as smart as cats.
Yes.
Ada, North Carolina, believe it or not, a dog credited now with saving his family from a house fire there in North Carolina. Yeah, the flames broke out, smoke everywhere. Once again, no smoke alarm in the home.
No smoke alarm.
Come on, folks.
That's the theme this morning.
Yeah, the dog was barking out of control, alerted the owners, and everybody was able to get out.
That's good.
You see stories like that all the time about dogs, but not necessarily about cats.
Yeah.
Warning people.
Yeah.
Cats would be basically every cat for themselves. They'd get out and leave their owners behind.
That's so true.
Cats are mean and vicious. Surprised that cat woke their owners up.
And sometimes stupid.
Yeah. Mary, now. How many?
I have a couple of stupid cats.
How many cats do you really have?
We have four on the outside
Holy
and
moly.
Five on the inside.
Holy moly. I thought I heard you say you have 9 cats total, Mary.
Well, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Now, Al Little's a cat person.
Yeah. Many, many years ago, we live out in the country, so we get drop-offs. 27 cats 1 year. All on the outside, not on the inside. But we had 27 cats, and most of them were drop-offs.
What do you do with these cats, then? Just let them run amok?
Yeah, I mean, what else am I going to do?
Sure, they become a meal for something at some point.
Yeah.
These little kittens. Mary.
You know.
What is your home? It's like a cat drop-off. Is that the area down there in the Twin Cities, the cat drop-off center?
Apparently.
The Twin Cities?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Stray pets?
Come on down.
You can text Mary. It's keyword pets on the Weaver Appliance text line. And you'll get a link sent back to you with an address as to where to drop off your stray animals.
There you go.
Dogs and cats only, though, please.
Yeah.
That's what we're asking for.
Whoa.
The number one country song in the nation right there, Thomas Rhett, It's Marry Me. But you guys already knew that because I told you last hour, of course. It's Babbling Brook here on Monday.
It is.
How was your weekend? Good?
Yeah, what? Busy, very busy. I'm pretty tired.
You had a birthday party to celebrate?
Yes.
Happy birthday to your daughter, Brooke.
Thank you.
Little Miss Abigail.
She's 5. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
No. I don't want to accept it. it's crazy to me.
You just wait until she's like 13, between the ages like 13 and 19.
And that's going to happen so fast. I mean, these went fast. It's going to go even faster.
So the big question is, was it a pizza party or a taco party?
It was a pizza party, but...
Can't go wrong with that.
I had one pizza that was a taco pizza, and everybody loved it.
Where did you get all this pizza from?
East of Chicago.
Let me tell you something. I used to work at East of Chicago.
Yeah, because you're the one who told me that they had taco pizza.
And their taco pizza is out of this world.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Everybody loved it. It was a hit.
It is really good.
Yeah.
It honestly makes me want one. Like right now. Yeah. I could eat it for breakfast.
It smelled delicious. Oh, I didn't taste it, but it smelled delicious.
It's really good.
Yeah.
There you go. East of Chicago, your free shout out. Feel free to deliver that taco pizza.
And we also had Subway.
Did you?
We had some Subway subs in there too. Yeah.
By the way, minus the black olives on that taco pizza.
They threw those on there.
No, ain't no black olives ever need to go.
You can pick those
on
off.
Any pizza. No.
We'll have to get some sometime for here.
A taco pizza?
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm down today. We have that meeting.
Oh, that's true. Ooh, good idea.
So down.
And we have another birthday to celebrate, too.
You're right. Yeah. I mentioned that earlier.
Pebbles is celebrating. Well,
yeah.
It was yesterday, but, you know. We can celebrate today.
I wonder how old he is in penguin years.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. You have Z-News.
Pretty old. Okay. Yeah. All right. On this day in history, in 1933, 8 days after his inauguration, President Franklin D. Roosevelt gives his first national radio address or fireside chat.
Yeah.
Broadcast directly from the White House.
He did a series of those, and that's what they became known as. So it was his way to update the nation on the economic crisis and everything.
Right.
So.
Yeah. 1951, Dennis the Menace made its syndicated debut in 16 newspapers. And then in 1969, Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel was named Song and Record of the Year at the Grammy Awards, beating out Hey Jude by the Beatles.
Yeah. It was controversial back then because, the Beatles were everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Holidays for today, it's Girl Scouts Day. Makes me want some cookies.
I got mine the other day from my wife. She got me some. Somebody she knows, I think, at her school is selling them. I got the tag-alongs.
Yeah, of course.
What are the Caramel Delights one? Is that what they're called, Caramel Delights?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I only know the tag-alongs because those are my favorite.
No, not the Caramel Delights. What am I thinking? The coconut ones.
See, I'm not a coconut person.
Oh, but those are so good.
Mm.
The problem with these Girl Scout cookies... There's not enough in that box.
No, I know. There's not. You have to buy a ton of boxes just to,
Yeah, and they're not cheap.
No, but it goes, to a good cause, so.
Yeah, it does.
It works out. It works itself out. It's also Plant a Flower Day.
Will it survive?
I don't know if you want to do that today.
If you plant it, will it still?
Maybe this weekend.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll get a little warmer this weekend. On TV tonight, American Idol will be on at 8. Of course, Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie and Katy Perry will be the coaches on there.
Don't forget about the Seacrest.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then The Voice is also on at 8. So.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, did you watch Idol at all last night?
No.
It was on last night.
Was it? No, nope, I was busy getting tickets for this Friday's game.
Hey, girl.
Yeah. Let's see. Lionel Richie, he'll be on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Alec Baldwin, he'll be on Jimmy Fallon. Tom Brady, Stephen Colbert, and Oprah, Reese Witherspoon, and Mindy Kaling will be on.
Oprah! Kaling, but it's
Kaling,
cool.
Kaling, whatever.
They're all part of that new movie,
yes.
A Wrinkle in Time.
Yes. I don't know, it looks kind of scary for younger kids.
It's a Disney movie.
It is a Disney movie. I don't know, I think Abby would be a little scared in that one, maybe.
Hey, she's five now, she can handle it.
Yeah, because just sack it up, you're five.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah. All right, country music. Tim McGraw, he collapsed on stage.
Yeah, you hear about this? I mentioned it a couple hours ago, but...
Yeah. He was dehydrated. I mean, I can get that. I mean, they have so many shows, you know, in so many days and things like that. So, yeah, he collapsed, but he should be okay and now everything, so...
Did you hear what Faith had to say about it? Here, I'll play it for you. Here's what Faith said.
He's been super dehydrated, and I apologize, but I made the decision that he cannot come back out on the stage.
So what the wife says goes.
That's
is
right.
That, is
That's
that what
how
Faith
it should
is
be.
Saying?
Yep, she knows best. Let me tell you.
And then they continued to. They started chanting, "Get well, Tim." It was kind of cheesy.
Oh, that's nice.
But no, that was in Ireland.
Yes.
Dublin, Ireland.
Yes. Aw.
But no, they say Tim will be all right after he collapsed on stage. But that's the big story today.
Yeah.
They say just dehydration.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Not alcoholization.
Sure, that didn't contribute to the dehydration.
No, I don't know. You know, I don't know what they do over there in Ireland. You know how they get down.
Oh, boy.
Those Irish.
Maybe hit up some pubs.
It is the St. Paddy's Day coming up, too. They probably
That's true.
They probably celebrate all week.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. But, wouldn't you? I mean, if you were over there?
Yeah. I am. I am Irish.
Are you?
Last name McElroy. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, hey, Brooke, sign up for our Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge. Make sure you fill that bad boy out. So,
Kyle do it.
Nah, you can't do that.
Why?
It's got to be all you. It's got to come from the heart. From Babbling Brooke's heart.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
All right.
For sure.
Have a good one.
Thanks.